Well, how did you react when you heard this?
Shocked. I guess I shouldn't have been because I know he was in failing health, but he was so immortal to me. I still cannot hardly believe it. But I was, you know, they showed my last HBO special last night, which seemed odd. I didn't think about it at the time, but when I got up this morning, I was like, because it's a year old. So why, you know, why would they be showing a special that's a year? Once in a while, they rerun them, but it just struck me as spooky that there it was. I watched a few minutes of it just to see if it was holding up, you know, because material sometimes dates from a year ago. And that's the first thing I thought was, whoa. And also, I had been talking about George Carlin in every interview I've done lately because people are talking about the movie. Because it comes out in October. We're starting to do interviews. And I wanted to make sure to always give George his credit as the guy. The only guy who talked about religion before, you know, where I got my courage to do it.
Why did he upset so many people?
Well, that's one reason why. He just didn't care who he upset. Especially the older he got. Not that he was ever timid. But I loved him. The older he got, he just more and more was like, I'm old. No one can say anything to an old
What are you going to do to me?
What are you going to do to me? He would go after, you know, poor people, fat people, you know, just the average American. He had this disdain.
Speaking
he didn't
of,
hide it. If he was here now, what he would be saying is, why do people say nice things when you die? That's the stupidest thing to do. They can't hear you. You know, I mean, he would be the one guy who would be taking issue with us all heaping praise upon him just because I'm dead. You
was
know?
He, in a sense, a role model to you, Bill? I mean, what did he
more
represent
than anyone?
Really?
More than any, absolutely. And look, I've said this many times. When I was a kid starting out, there was not many young comedians, hip comedians. You were saying right before we had on the air. You said you're too young to remember Carlin on Ed Sullivan.
Lenny Bruce
absolutely
had a major
not.
Effect on Carlin. That
well,
turned
I miss Lenny Bruce. And I still don't listen to him. I don't find him funny. I find him groundbreaking, and I think he paved the way for a lot of people, including myself. But George Carlin was funny, like laugh out loud, hurt your gut kind of funny. And when I was a kid looking at comedy for the first time, George Carlin, when we first saw him, was on Ed Sullivan with a skinny tie. You remember that, George
sure.
Carlin. He was the clean-cut guy with clean material. Then he put out an album in 1971 called AM and FM. AM was the A side of the album. That was the old George Carlin clean suit. FM was the new George Carlin. Long hair, T-shirt, hippie, dirty material.
There's the young judge. Early
yes.
Judge.
This was, to someone like me, this was the Holy Grail. This was the guy saying, I've shed that skin. I'm not the old clean guy. I'm going to take this in a different direction. This is why this man is, to me, on the top of the mountain, because he's the most fearless, and he changed where comedy went.